You're listening to SBS News.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
بلا شك لا.
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime. But I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
That's CBS News reporter Nora O'Donnell questioning Saudi's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul on the 2nd of October 2018. The interview was shown internationally on the 60 Minutes TV programme. Mr. Khashoggi was last seen entering the Saudi consulate to obtain documents relating to his planned marriage, but he was never seen leaving. As editor of the Saudi newspaper Al-Watan, Mr. Khashoggi was known for his dissident views. He fled Saudi Arabia in 2017 and, in articles written for the Washington Post, was sharply critical of Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the country's King Salman of Saudi Arabia. He also opposed the Saudi Arabian-led intervention in Yemen. After his disappearance, Saudi Arabian and Turkish officials inspected the consulate on the 15th of October, during which Turkish officials found evidence that Mr. Khashoggi had been killed. In November, the CIA concluded that the Crown Prince had ordered his assassination. Mr. Khashoggi's fiancée, Hatice Cengiz, says if, as the Prince says, he is accepting responsibility for the killing, he should answer questions about the details. She's demanding action from the UN Security Council.
There has been no request for an international inquiry from the members of the United Nations Security Council. Even when Ms. Kalaman's report was announced in June, it had again stirred up the world. Despite this, there was no serious movement from European countries that allowed us to see the next step. If we look at it in this way, all that has happened, it can be called progress, and it was with the support of the media.
The UN Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Executions mentioned by Mr. Cengiz, Agnes Callamard, reported that her investigation had concluded that Mr. Khashoggi's death was the responsibility of Saudi Arabia.
I want to really insist that the responsibility of the state of Saudi Arabia is engaged into that execution, and there has been no demonstration that the state itself of Saudi Arabia has accepted its responsibility for the killings.
The Australia Director at Human Rights Watch, Elaine Pearson, told SBS News that justice is not being well served.
Well, 1 year later, we're really still waiting for justice for Jamal Khashoggi. I mean, the most senior officials who've been involved in his killing remain free. There are, of course, criminal proceedings in place against 11 people supposedly involved in the murder, but these have been shrouded in secrecy.
Last month, Australia delivered a joint statement at the UN Human Rights Council on behalf of 25 countries raising concerns of serious human rights abuses committed by Saudi authorities. Elaine Pearson again.
You know, I think that pressure is important, and I think, you know, it's certainly a positive step that Australia took the lead on that joint statement. But at the same time, you know, what we really need is we need, you know, a proper independent international investigation into all of the circumstances around the killing.
But Ms. Pearson says Australia could do more, saying that she's disappointed that Australia continues to sell military equipment to the Saudi government and that there is a lack of transparency around the type being provided and how it's being used. Human Rights Watch and other groups are protesting about Saudi Arabia's impunity at sites here and around the world. The organisation Reporters Without Borders says it wants to put the killing of the journalist on the agenda of the next G20 summit, scheduled to be held in Riyadh in November 2020. The director of RSF's London Bureau, Rebecca Vincent, says so far there have been few consequences for the Saudi regime.
The sheer bold-faced impunity with which this particular attack was carried out, the thought that this could happen to somebody in a diplomatic mission and that a full year on this has still been committed with impunity is frankly shocking. I think that's why it captured the public's attention. But the problem is so far there haven't actually been real political consequences for Saudi Arabia, despite this widespread sort of horror, and that's what we're trying to change.
At the end of last year, Jamal Khashoggi was named Time magazine's Person of the Year for his work in journalism, along with other journalists who faced political persecution for their work. Time magazine referred to Mr. Khashoggi as a guardian of the truth. Alan Lee, SBS News.